I'm Jeff Custer. Russia escalated attacks on Ukrainian cities Wednesday as the two sides claimed control of a strategic city and expressed a willingness to resume talks to end the nearly one-week-long war. Moscow said Wednesday it had seized control of Kherson, a port city with a 250,000 people on the Black Sea, a claim that was disputed by Ukrainian presidential adviser Oleksiy Arestovych, who said the city had not fallen. Most intense airstrikes Wednesday hit the northeastern city of Kharkiv, Ukraine's second largest city and home to 1.5 million people. An attack destroyed a police building in the city's center, further reducing it to an area of ruined buildings and debris. Ukraine officials and human rights groups maintain that Russian forces have also used cluster munitions in strikes on Kharkiv and elsewhere in Ukraine. Cluster munitions are rockets, bombs, or other projectiles that spin as they fly, scattering small bomblets which hit a wide area indiscriminately. In an Associated Press interview, British military technology expert Justin Bronk says there are many reasons most countries ban such weapons.
The use of cluster munitions in built-up areas is against a number of international treaties, although, of course, Russia has not signed up to those, so along with the United States. Although it is generally considered to be against the laws of war because it is impossible to be discriminate or proportionate with a cluster munition.
Ukrainian authorities said Russian attacks killed 21 people in Kharkiv during the past 24 hours and four more Wednesday morning. Heavy shelling also continued Wednesday in the southern port city of Mariupol, where the wounded were unable to evacuate, according to the city's mayor. This is VOA News. The Paris-based International Energy Agency Tuesday announced it was releasing 60 million barrels of oil from its strategic reserves. The group, which includes the United States, Germany, France, Britain, Japan, and Canada, said it made the move to send the message that oil supplies won't fall short due to the Russian invasion of Ukraine. But as AP's Jackie Quinn reports Wednesday, it may not have the intended impact.
Oil prices have spiked by just about $8 a barrel in early electronic trading today on the New York Mercantile Exchange. That's despite the U.S. and other major governments announcing that they'll release supplies from strategic stockpiles to ease the market anxiety over Russia's attack on Ukraine. Benchmark U.S. crude was up to $111.35 a barrel. It was nearly $113 a barrel for London's Brent crude. A fuel market analyst in Japan says markets dismiss the notion that 60 million barrels of strategic reserves would be consequential. He said Russia pumps more than that in just 6 days. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A federal jury in Washington, D.C. was scheduled to hear attorneys' opening statements Wednesday for the first trial stemming from the riot at the U.S. Capitol last year on January 6th. 12 jurors and four alternates were selected Tuesday for the trial of Guy Wesley Reffitt. The Wiley, Texas resident is charged with bringing a gun onto Capitol grounds and interfering with police officers who were guarding the building on January 6, 2021. Reffitt is also charged with threatening his teenage children if they reported him to authorities. U.S. District Judge Dabney Friedrich individually questioned dozens of prospective jurors Monday and Tuesday. She disqualified several of those possible jurors who said they have strong opinions or emotions about the riot that would make it difficult for them to be impartial. Reffitt's trial could be a bellwether for many other Capitol riot cases. A conviction would give prosecutors more leverage in plea negotiations with others. An acquittal could inspire other defendants to either push for a more favorable deal or call for a trial of their own. The U.S. Justice Department said Wednesday it will crack down on Russian oligarchs and anyone else who violates the sweeping sanctions imposed by the Biden administration in response to the war against Ukraine. In a statement, Attorney General Merrick Garland said Wednesday, announced Wednesday the creation of a task force called KleptoCapture, a team of federal agents and prosecutors responsible for investigating and prosecuting any violations of new and future sanctions. That includes seizing the assets belonging to oligarchs and others who violate the sanctions and thwarting any efforts to use cryptocurrency to get around them. Garland said in the statement the Justice Department will leave no stone unturned in investigating and prosecuting those criminal acts that enable the Russian government to continue this unjust war. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer.
It's VOA. One.
Another one.